Tosfos quotes
from the Bahag,
Bahalachas Gedolos, great work from the time of the Gaonim. It is one person. It was probably written by Rav Shimon Kayara. So the Sefer Halachos Gedolos we refer to as the Bahag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, says Tosfos in Tav Vav Amud Aleph in Menachos, Od Pasak B'Halachos Gedolos Shim Hipsik Yom Echad V'lo Safar Shuv Eino Sofer. If you missed one day, you do not continue to count. Mishum Debaya Tamimos, because you need Tamimos. V'tema Gedolahu V'lo Yitachein. And Tosfos comments on this and says this is a very strange statement and just can't be. Cannot be that if you miss a day, that's it, you lose out on the mitzvah and you don't continue. So the question is, what's the machlokas, Bahag and Tosfos? What are they arguing over? I will point out that if you look in the Bahag that we have, now, it's a very, very old sefer, and it wasn't, the versions that we have are not necessarily completely authentic to the original. However, in the Bahag that we have, this is a very specific case. This is not talking about a person who misses any day. When the Bahag here says, Hipsik Yom Echad, it means the first. It means that if you missed counting on the first night, so then you don't have Tamimos anymore because you missed the first day. And then you cannot pick up in the middle. You can't pick up from day two. You need the entire first day. You need the first day in order to have Tamimos. So I'm just pointing out as a side point that that's the way that we have it in the Bahag nowadays. And I actually put it on your source sheet. Put it from Rabbi Hudoigon, who might have been the author of the Halachos Pesukos, a similar work. But be that as it may, the other Rishonim have the Bahag the way that Tosfos quotes it. That if you miss one day in the count, that's it, you're out. Tosfos says this is Lo Yitachein, it cannot be. And therefore, seemingly, according to Tosfos, the din would be that even if you miss a day, that's not good, but you continue counting with a bracha. What is the Shoresh HaMachlokas? What are they arguing over? And is it something fundamental about Sfiras HaOmer? So if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch, is okay that I keep borrowing this? The Sefer, that's why you brought it.
Yeah.
The Sefer HaChinuch writes, Pirshu HaMefarshim, Im shachach v'lo mane, you can count the next day. V'yesh omrim, shemisha shachach v'lo mane yom echad, she'en yacholim nos od ba'os hashana. That if you miss a day, that's it, you're out for the rest of the count. Lefi shekulon mitzvah achasi. Now that is an addition of the chinuch. That wasn't written in the Bahag or Tosfos. But here the chinuch gives an explanation for the Bahag. Why does the Bahag say that if you miss the day, you're out? Because the Bahag holds that it's all one big mitzvah. Seemingly, as it says in the Pasuk, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. It's got to be 7 full weeks. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count for 7 full weeks. And therefore, if you miss a day, so then you're out. The Rosh quotes from the Ri and explains Tosfos, but also along these lines, explaining the Shita of Tosfos, that you can keep counting with a bracha, even if you miss a day. Says the Rosh, Kol Laila V'Laila Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. Each night is an independent mitzvah. Now, let's just clarify. Each night is an independent mitzvah doesn't mean that out of the 613 mitzvos, 49 of them are to count the Omer. There's a mitzvah to count day one, and there's a mitzvah to count day two, and there's a mitzvah to count day three, and that's 49 mitzvos out of Taryag mitzvos. That's obviously not what we're talking about. Just like there's a mitzvah to count Kriya Shema every day, and we don't say, Kriya Shema. Reciting Kriya Shema on Monday is not one mitzvah out of the Taryag, and saying Kriya Shema on Tuesday is not a separate. Each one is an independent mitzvah. It's true. You don't need to say Kriya Shema on Monday to say Kriya Shema on Tuesday. They're independent of each other, but it is all one mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Same thing here. The Bahag, Tosfos is not saying that each day is actually a separate mitzvah in the count of mitzvos. What he means is that each day is a new chiyuv, and it's 49 days that have a chiyuv to count on them, as opposed to the Bahag, who says that they are all components of one mitzvah. Okay, so just to understand here what the Rush means, when the Rush says that each day is an independent mitzvah, the question here that we're discussing is, what is the tzura of Sfiras HaOmer? That one mitzvah in the Torah called Sfiras HaOmer. Is it a mitzvah that has 49 days to the mitzvah, and each day is its own mitzvah? Or is it one mitzvah, and that mitzvah's got one block? It's a 49-day block. And if you do all 49 days, then you've done this singular mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. The machlokas seemingly between Tosfos and the Bahag is, how do we look at the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Is it 49 independent mitzvos? Again, one mitzvah in Tayag, but 49 opportunities to do a mitzvah? Or is it one mitzvah that has 49 components to it? And until you do all 49 components, you have not been mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, the Bahag holds that if you miss a day, you have now lost one component of 49. You cannot be mekayim the mitzvah anymore, and therefore you do not continue doing the mitzvah. And therefore you won't count. You won't make a bracha, and you won't even count according to the Bahag. There's no purpose. If you miss day 13, there's no reason to count, even without a bracha, the day 14. But according to Tosfos, we have a 49-day period where we're able to do mitzvahs. Each day, there's a mitzvah to count Sfiras HaOmer. If you miss day 13, okay, what happens if you miss davening on Monday? So you daven on Tuesday. Just because I missed the day doesn't mean I shouldn't do it the next day. And this seemingly is the machlokas between the Chinuch, the Tosfos, and the Bahag. Now, the Briska Rav points out that there is a very strong kasha on the Bahag, if this is really what the Bahag holds. What's the big kasha on the Bahag? If it's one mitzvah with 49 components, why do we make an independent bracha every day? Lefi Tosfos, I understand why you would make a bracha each day. Because each day is a new mitzvah. Each day I put on tzitzis again. Each day I daven shachris again. It's a new mitzvah each day. So each day of Sfiras HaOmer is a new mitzvah. But according to the Bahag, that it's the mitzvah is to count 49 days. That, maybe that's the nice way to say it in English. For Tosfos, for 49 days, you have a mitzvah to count the Omer. For the Bahag, you have a mitzvah to count for 49 days. Right? You hear the difference? For Tosfos, there's a 49 days where you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. For the Bahag, you have a mitzvah to count for 49 days. So, if you learn like Tosfos that for 49 days I have a mitzvah, so I understand that I make a new bracha each day. Because each day, chadoshim labakarim, each day is a new mitzvah. But according to the Bahag, that there's 49 components to the mitzvah, and then I finish the mitzvah, so I should make a bracha in the beginning, and then count for 49 days. Why do I make a separate bracha each day? So the Briska Rav is ma'orer this shiloh, in his commentary here on Tosfos. And the Briska Rav suggests, let's read his Lashon. The Briska Rav, this is yours that I stole? Yeah, okay. The Briska Rav suggests, Ha demivachinan b'chol yom, and that's how he's already implying the question, Mishum dekein hadin b'chol ha-mitzvos. This is the din by mitzvos. Kol zman shelo kiyem es kula, that you're mivachin gam al-chelek mimena. Now, what does the Briska Rav mean when he says, because this is the din by all mitzvos, that if there are many components to it, you make a bracha on each component. Seemingly, this is not really correct. Is this true that whenever we have a mitzvah that has chalakim, we make a bracha on each chalak? In fact, there seems to be a raya against him. Because when it comes to the mitzvah of biur chametz, Biur Chametz, the mitzvah starts at night when we start the bedika, and yet we don't make the bracha till the morning. Why? So the poskim say the reason we don't make the bracha till the morning is because that's the siyum hamitzvah. You don't make a bracha in that case until the end when you're done. You don't make it in the beginning. Why don't you make a bracha at night and then again during the day? So this I saw on a bunch of svarim of the Achronim, this example of Biur Chametz, as a kasha against the Briska Rav, and many svarim that I saw left this as a tzarchian on the Briska Rav. Where's the what's the Briska Rav talking about? What do you mean that this is the din by mitzvos? That when you have many chalakim, you make a brach on each chalak? Give me an example. Give me an example. And in fact, Danny came to me, Danny and Maury came to me this morning and said, right? Can you give me, was it you guys? Give me an example. Effie, I think you also asked me. Maybe not. Is there another example? What's another example of a mitzvah that's made up of many components where you make a brach on each component? So I saw a bunch of svarim left. This is a tzarchin on the Brisker Rav. What does he mean? Oh, because we have this idea that when you have a mitzvah with many components, you make a brach on each component. However, I thought to suggest otherwise also, that maybe everybody is just misreading this Brisker Rav. Maybe what the Brisker Rav doesn't mean, again, I'll read his lashon. Hadim mevarchinan b'chol yom is mishum dikein adin b'chol ha-mitzvos. Kol zman shlo kiyem es kula, you're mevarchin on the chelek. The Brisker Rav doesn't mean like we know by all mitzvos that this is the practice. He means that that's what the Bahag holds about mitzvos that have components. He doesn't mean that the Bahag is right. Oh, because look, puk chazi, that's what we do. He means the reason the Bahag says to make a brach on each night, it must be that the Bahag holds that this is the din by mitzvos that have chalakim. Not that we hold, right? All the achronim that I saw start asking on this Brisker Rav, what are you talking about? What mitzvos do we have this? Brisker Rav wasn't saying that that's what we do. What he's saying is that it must be that that's what the Bahag holds. Dikain hadin. This is the din. This is what the Bahag holds. That this is the din. Not that we hold that way. Again, it's very strange. Because if you read the Brisker Rav, the way that these achronim are trying to read the Brisker Rav, so it sounds like he's referring to like this like classic klal that we have, and we're sitting here grasping at straws to try to find one example of it. And I saw at least in two or three, I'm talking about like modern day, when I say achronim, I mean like modern day svarim. I don't mean like gedolei achronim. I saw a bunch of svarim written, you know, in the past, whatever, 20, 30 years. They're quoting this Brisker Rav, and they're saying like, tzarichin gadol, one of them wrote on the Brisker Rav. Like, what's he talking about? And it is strange, because the Brisker Rav says it as if like, you know this klal. And we're sitting here like leaving him as a tzarchian, or like grasping at things to try to find an example. But l'chor, the pshat is poshet. The Brisker Rav was just saying that that's what the Bahag holds. And if that's what the Bahag holds, but say that's what the Bahag holds. We don't hold like the Bahag. That's what the Bahag holds. Okay. This is the seeming shorish machlokas. Just to summarize all of your questions, what we've seen today is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Bahag. If you miss a day, do you continue to count or do you not continue to count? Bichlal, do you continue to count or not? Bahag says, no, you don't count. Don't count. No bracha, no count. You don't count. Tosfos holds, you count. You make a bracha. You keep going. We suggested what the Shorash HaMachlokas was. We noted a big kasha on the Bahag. And we noted how the Brisker Rav says, al karcha, what you need to say according to the Bahag. Yeah?
Is there any way to do a diagonal grist that he's saying just a finish, that perhaps this is a finish by Omer? Maybe he doesn't need an answer.
He says, kol ha-mitzvos. This is the din by all mitzvos. So the question is what all mitzvos? Give me one example.
We know that it's for sure not the din by every mitzvah.
Call mitzvah that has halakim, he says this is the din.
So right, but why is that? So why do we really need?
Okay, yeah.
Do we have any other places where we could quote the Bahag that he would make right. Separate brachos on different mitzvos?
Like, no. But seemingly we would have to, right? We'd have to check if we would need it to, if we want to verify what the Brisker Rav is saying. We would need to check what the Bahag holds in mitzvot. Like, let's say Kriya Shema. What does he hold? I mean, it's, if there's a Birchus Mitzvah in Kriya Shema, we'd have to find another mitzvah that has Chalakim, and we have to look what the Brisker Rav says, what the Bahag says in those situations.
Right, so if the Bahag doesn't hold it in any other places, then why would you say?
100% in Achanami. You could check that out. I can give you that homework if you'd like to check it out. The truth is, the Bahag that we have, it's very limited what we have the Bahag on. So I'm not so sure you're going to be able to find it for the specific situation you're going to have, but you certainly can check. Yeah?
For other times where we make multiple brachas on the same mitzvah, can you say it by like a lulav, or like by like the second day after eating matzah?
So again, each of those, you have to look at each case individually. Like, for instance, lulav is not one mitzvah. Like, for instance, would anyone say that if you missed one day of lulav, so now you weren't the kind of mitzvah of lulav? If I took lulav on day one, day two, day three, day four, I had a discussion about this once with someone regarding the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. It says you should eat in the sukkah for 7 days. So what does that mean? Does that mean for 7 days you have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah? And each time you eat there, it's a mitzvah? Or, I wanted to suggest once, that maybe you need to live in your sukkah for 7 days. If you miss one day, you miss eat one meal outside of the sukkah, that's it, you are not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. Maybe you're only mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah by actually eating and sleeping there for 7 days. This is a wild suggestion. Okay, good. That would be another example. Right, good. That would be another... If this lundus I'm suggesting right now, I've been talking about this for years with my brother-in-law. I finally found a mitziv who suggests this within one sheet of a mishnah in sukkah, that one of the Tanayim hold this. The mitziv suggests, this is machlokas, the end of the second parak, about if you have to have a certain number of meals in the sukkah. But you're right. Yes, Maury, if the lundus I'm suggesting is correct regarding sukkah, and the fact that we make a bracha each time, that would be a raya for the briska rav for the bahag. Yes. Okay, good. Let's go weiter. What are some nafkamina? Nafkamina between the machlokas, bahag, and tosfos. Give me a nafkamina. Classic, beautiful nafkamina is, let's say a person has a scheduled surgery during Sfiras Omer. And you're going to take... they're going to put you out, what's that called? Anesthesia. They're going to give you anesthesia. You're going to be out of commission for 24 hours. Whatever it is, you're going to be out of commission for 24 hours. You will not be able to daven, you will not be able to count the Omer. So you know you're going to miss a day. Can you start? Can you start counting knowing in advance that you're going to miss a day? So seemingly this should be totally on the machlokas, bahag, and tosfos. If you hold like the Bahag, so no, you're not going to have tamimos. You're not going to get all 49 days. You have a scheduled surgery. And therefore, you shouldn't even start from day one counting with a bracha, because you know that it's going to be a problem. Mechora, according to the Bahag, if you miss a day, l'mafreya, it makes all of your brachos into bracha levatolos. You don't want to get into that situation. And therefore, if you have a scheduled surgery, you don't start. L'chora, according to Tosfos, though, where each day is an independent day, so great, you'll do up until day 16, you'll miss day 17 because of your surgery, not your fault, and then you'll continue, day 18, you'll continue going weiter. Oh, it's not Tamimos, that's okay. According to Tosos, it's okay to miss a day. This would seemingly be the psak in that situation. It would be totally on the machlokes. In Shutzel HaChochma, he has a shayla that he brings up regarding a person who is deathly, deathly ill. The doctors tell him, you're going to live for like maybe 24 hours. You've got 48 hours to live. Okay? It's the beginning of Sfira. Should he count with a bracha? The question that was asked him was that they were visiting a relative who was mamish on their last day. Doctor said, you have 2 days left. It's like the third day of the Omer. And the guy's in bed. He's mamish, like about to go. And he's davening Marv in his bed. And he forgets the Omer. He doesn't count the Omer. So one of the people there wasn't sure if they should remind him to count the Omer, because Lamaisa, he's not going to finish the Omer. He's going to die any day now. Now you're thinking to yourself, like, well, that's like a little, like, that's not so good for like team spirit. Maybe if you tell him he's going to make it, so he'll make it. Okay, I hear. We do have to. What was that?
He's really dying.
Right. If he's really dying, right. If he's sitting there, he's dying, and his mom is dying, and he has 24 hours left to go, and all. You know, there's been 4 million cases like this, and they've all died within 24 hours. You know, he got like bit by the black mamba, right. Snake, and the black widow, and he's about to die, and it's all over. So it's all over. So like maybe he shouldn't. He shouldn't continue to count. So it's similar, Shaila. Okay.
I had a question.
Oh, okay. Another nafkamina. Famous shayla that's brought up is katan shehigdil. You have a child. It's actually in Nogel Amaisa for a Kohen's son this year. You have a katan, and he's been counting the Omer. It's now day 15 of the Omer. He's been counting each day with a bracha. He has a mitzvah of chinuch, right? It's day 15. Mazel tov. It's now his bar mitzvah. He's now a gadol. He's now actually chayiv in the mitzvah. Up until now, he was a katan. He wasn't chayiv in mitzvahs midiraisa. Okay, there's a mitzvah of chinuch, but oh, that's the mitzvah of chinuch. That's not the mitzvah of sfiras haomer. Okay, yesh ladun all that on that, obviously, as well. But Up until day 15, he was not chayav. He was a katan. Now he's a gadol. Does he count with a bracha? Does he count with a bracha? Does he not count with a bracha? Seemingly, this should be totally on our machlokas. If you hold like the Bahag, so you don't make a bracha, you missed the first 14 days. No, I didn't. I counted with a bracha. You did, but that was as a katan. Now you're a gadol. Right? Now he's a big guy now. He's an adult now. Okay, but the first 14 days, he wasn't mekayem the mitzvah of the first 14 days. He was a katan then. So he's not. Doesn't have tamimos. According to the Bahag, he doesn't count with a bracha. According to the Bali Tosfos, okay, so he counts from 15 and on. Oh, he missed the first 14 days. Who cares? He starts from 15 and on. He goes weiter. This is seemingly what we would paskin regarding the case of a katan shehigdil. However, I just finished the point, and then I'll... However, the Minchas Chinuch notes that this might not be correct. It might be that even according to the Bahag, you continue counting. According to Tosfos, you certainly continue counting with a bracha. The Minchas Chinuch. According to Tosfos, you definitely continue counting.
In just the katan case?
In the katan case. Asks the Minchas Chinuch, maybe even according to the Bahag, you continue counting. Why? He quotes a Mordechai. The Mordechai quotes from Rav Tuvia Avin. Rav Tuvia Avin writes, not Vienna, Wien. We've talked about this, I think, before. Vienna is a city in Austria. Wien was a city in France. Rav Tuvia Avin is a city in France, still. Rav Tuvia Avin paskins that a cheresh, excuse me, a summa is pater and mitzvos. Summa. It's a machlokas. But according to the opinion, right, Rabbi Yehuda, according to the opinion that a summa is pater and mitzvos, is he allowed to make kiddush for his family? He's only in chayiv mitzvos midrabanan. He's not chayiv mitzvos midiraisa. He's chayiv midrabanan. Is he allowed to make a bracha kiddush and be motzi his family? Says Rav Tuvia Avin, yes. And the Mordechai quotes it lahalach. He's allowed to. Why? Because once we created a mitzvah dirabanan for him, so we recognize that even on the diraisa level. We recognize it even on a diraisa level. And this is a larger question about to what degree are dirabanans recognized on a mitzvah diraisa. And therefore, the Sefer HaChinuch notes, suggests, that maybe the katan, because he's chayiv mitzad chinuch, so the fact that he counted, even if it was only on a dirabanan level, it might count to give the shame to Nemos on a diraisa level. And therefore, it could be that even according to the Bahag, you never really missed a night. Oh, but he wasn't chayiv. Doesn't matter if he wasn't chayiv midyoraisa. Lamaisa, you counted all the nights. And therefore, even though your mitzvah at that point was only mikoach derabanan, it might work on a diraisa level. This is the suggestion of the Minchas Chinuch. Now, one second. The suggestion of the Minchas Chinuch, though, is making a very big assumption in the Sugya Chinuch. Let me ask you the following chakira. When we say that a katan is chayiv to do mitzvos, is a katan because of chinuch, does that mean that he's chayiv because of chinuch? Or does that mean that his father has a chayiv to be mechanech him? Meaning, when a child does a mitzvah as a katan, it's that he has a chayiv midrabanan mikoach chinuch? Or his father has a mitzvah to be mechanech him, and therefore for him to do mitzvahs. Whose mitzvah is it when the katan does it as the katan? It's his mitzvah, just on a dirabanan level, or it's his father's mitzvah? So the Minchas Chinuch is clearly taking sides in this. The Minchas Chinuch is assuming that that the mitzvah of Chinuch means that the katan has a chiyuv midrabanan to do mitzvahs. And therefore, since he did a mitzvah midrabanan, it can go towards the diraisa and be considered tamimos. Yesh l'dun on that, and that's a big discussion in the Achronim. Weiter, and I'll just end with one last point, just to bring up some more ideas and lomdus about direction we can go with this. It could be that you don't need a chiyuv mitzvah in order to create tamimus. Maybe the katan can count as a katan, and even though he's not doing a maisa mitzvah, you can't look at it afterwards and say, oh, it wasn't a tamim counting. He did count 49 days. Oh, but the first 14 weren't a mitzvah. Okay, who cares if they were a mitzvah? It doesn't necessarily have to do 49 days of mitzvah. It says that the count is 49 days. So these are all different issues that come up. Interesting issues. It might be connected. There's an interesting suffix that's brought up by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. What if a katan eats a meal benches, and then while he's still full, he becomes a gadol. Okay, he's eating right, he's celebrating. You know, I guess it's like his bachelor's party, okay? Right before he becomes a gadol, he has like a party. He has a big meal right before he becomes a gadol, and he eats, benches, and then a minute later, he now becomes a gadol. It's now Tzeis HaKochavim, he now becomes a gadol. Does he have a chiyuv to bench again? Kiveviker asks. Why? Because the first benching that he did as a katan. He was only chayav midrabanan. Now he's chayav midioraisa to bench. Now it might be dependent on, right, Rav Yaakov throwing up his hands, he's like, but he didn't eat. So this is a question of what's the mechayev of benching? Is it the maisa achila, Rav Yaakov? Or is it the sphia? He's still soveya. He's still full. No? So if he's still full, maybe he's chayav midioraisa to bench. Oh, but he did it as a katan. Okay, but the fact he did it as a katan, do we recognize that on the dioraisa level? So these are all beautiful things. Another sugya for another time. The relationship between the Rabbanans and the Raisas, the nature of the mitzvah of Chinuch, the Mechayev of Birchas Hamazon. These are all side discussions within our larger discussion here, which is the Machlokas, Tosas, and the Mahad about the nature of Sfiras HaOmer. Lamaisa, most of the poskim, mostly Ashkenazi poskim, let's say, come out that a katan, who's Shehigdil, Besoch, Sfiras HaOmer, does not continue counting with a bracha. Does not continue counting. A lot of these Sfardi poskim, I believe, I know at least Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul poskins that way, I believe, but then again, I believe the Shari Tshuva in the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Birkei Yosef, who says that you don't. The Shari Tshuva himself argues on him. It's a big discussion, but I believe the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Avnei Nezer, all come out that he should not count with the bracha, and that seemingly is how we poskin. But this sugi of Katan Shehigdil is a really great springboard for lots of very interesting discussions. I'll take your questions in 1 second. Let me just tell you how we paskin lahalacha regarding Sfiras HaOmer between the Machlokas Tosfos and the Bahag. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Truma Sadeshin. I gave you the Truma Sadeshin on the Makoro sheet. The Bahag quotes from the Truma Sadeshin that we're machmir for both shitas. We try to cover both shitas, which would mean that if a person misses a night, so he does not continue counting with a bracha, because we're choshesh for the shitas bahag, and we don't want your brachas to be bracha levatalas, so you do not continue counting with a bracha, but you do continue counting. Why do you continue counting? Because we're choshesh for shitas tosfos, that you can still do the mitzvah. Doing a bracha on a mitzvah, birchas a mitzvah is not ma'ake b'kima mitzvah. Right, let's say someone comes to you and says, oh, I shook the lulav, but I forgot to make a bracha. Is he mekayim the mitzvah of lulav? Yes, he is mekayim the mitzvah of lulav. The bracha is not ma'akev. There might be a machlokas, a bayin ravin, a sugya about this issue, but the way we paskin is that a birchas mitzvah is not me'akev kima mitzvah. And therefore, that is the psak, halacha l'maisa. If you miss a day, you continue counting because of the shita of Tosfos, but not with a bracha because of the shita of the Bahag. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the El Yerabah and others a very nice suggestion, which is that what you can do is you can get someone to be motzi you in the bracha. If you miss a day, so each day you can have somebody to be motzi you. So you can ask the guy next to you that when he makes the bracha to have you in mind, you'll answer amen to his bracha, and he'll be motzi you in the bracha, and then you count. And that way, if you were chayev to make a bracha, he was motzi you. If you weren't chayev, so you didn't do anything, you didn't make a bracha. So you don't lose out by saying amen to his bracha. In fact, if you're the shliach tzibur, and maybe this is one of the reasons, you know, why do they ask like the Rosh Hashiva to make the bracha? So it could be to give him kavod. It could be because they don't want to embarrass the Shliach Tzibur. If the Shliach Tzibur is out of the count, we're going to ask him to make the bracha, and he's going to have to then say, like, oh, I actually missed the day the other day, so maybe someone else will do it. So maybe that's the reason why this practice began to have the Rosh Hashiva. So I'll give another suggestion of why we have the Rosh Hashiva make the bracha. Because we want to have someone who makes sure that we knows the halacha, that when you're making the bracha, you should have in mind to be motzi the people in the room who missed. When the chazan is, and therefore if you're a chazan and a minyan, and you're the one making the bracha, you should have in mind to be motzi the other people in the room who are not making a bracha because they missed the day. Okay, we had a question. Rosie, yeah. What? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent, yes. An onain is a question. It's also a question about this question of katan shehigdil. There's four versions of the question. Katan shehigdil, an onen, who doesn't do mitzvos. An eved, who is meshuchrar. Let's say he was an eved until day 15 of the Omer, and then he became free. Now what happens? There it's a little different because he was chayiv in some mitzvos. He's chayiv like a woman, right? He's chayiv in mixas mitzvos. And the fourth case, anyone think of it? Oh, that's also interesting, right? Someone who's a shota and then gets healthy again, good. Another case? Gerishin is Gayer. Let's say someone converts during Svira. What should you do? You convert on day 14 to the Omer. So he goes, okay, great. I want to do mitzvahs. Svira's Omer. Oh, I'm not sure. It's Mitzvah Schinach. I'm not sure. Maybe it's better not. Right? So you have to get into the whole discussion. Gerishin is Gayer during Svira's Omer. That's interesting. Okay, interesting question. I think you still wouldn't do it, but that's an interesting question. I was talking about, let's say, someone's an onen on day one, or let's say, you know, someone's an onen in the middle of Sefiros, they miss a day because they're an onen, so now what happens? Do they continue or not?
See, you know if someone's going to die and you're going to become an onen in the middle of Sefiros.
Oh, very nice. Oh, very good, very good. It's a discussion about, what's a discussion? About an onen, whether he shouldn't do it or if he just doesn't have to. And but Lamais, let's say someone, whatever you hold in that discussion, let's say an onen doesn't do it because he's an onen. So now what happens? Okay.
Onen in general doesn't really last 24 hours. You know it's going to be a certain time.
Right, right. That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. Yes. So he'll hold that. When we use, first of all, there's no drush in the Gemara like that. You know, this inyan of Tamimos, you have to figure out what if we're going to use the pasuk of Tamimos, what we're going to use it for. That could be the reason of why we encourage you, for instance, to count early in the night. That's why there's the shitas that hold that you have to count at night. There's counting during the day doesn't count because of Tamimos. You need to count at night. You don't count during the day. That's the reason why lahalacha, by the way, lahalacha, that's the reason why we hold that if you miss at night, you count during the day, but not with a bracha. How come you don't count during the day with a bracha? If you miss it one night, the next day you count. Why without a bracha? Because there are shitas that say that only Sfiras Laila is a Sfira, not a Sfira during the day. Okay.
According to the conclusion that you miss a night in the day and that you count without a bracha, so if someone has a procedure and misses the whole
day,
and they sing, but they know beforehand, so does that, would they start just with no bracha?
Oh, so that's an interesting question. So we said that the Chor, that's going to be Talia, it's very good. We're going to get to that in 1 second. I'm not done yet. Very good. Yeah.
According to Tosos, they're only allowed to miss up to one day?
No.
I'm saying if someone misses a week, they're still eligible to count.
Right, seemingly. Okay. This might be related to a very interesting discussion about women. The halacha is, Mishnah Berurah quotes, do I have the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah here? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, we're definitely going to need a Mishnah Berurah for this.
We have a Mishnah Berurah in the room. Anybody have a Mishnah Berurah?
Isha is a living Mishnah Berurah.
Oh, you're not going to be able to take notes now.
No, I mean, it's
not. If I quote in the Shulchan Aruch, will it then open up the Mishnah Berurah for me in there, or I have to open?
I think so.
Let's see. Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim.
He doesn't click on that chat, you know.
Here we go. Achos Pesach. Tuf Pei Tess. No. Okay, it's fine. We'll do it. I think I know enough of it that we'll be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that Nashim should not count. He quotes from the Shulchan Shlomo. Women are pater because it's mitzvah saseh shazman grama. That's not from the Shulchan Shlomo. That's just straight up. And then he quotes from the Mishnah Berurah because we know that even if you're pater from a mitzvah, you're still allowed to do the mitzvah, even if you're pater. But the Shulchan Shlomo says that a woman should not count. Why? Bivadai yitu biyom echad. They're definitely going to make a mistake about one day. Oh boy, a lot of faith in his wife. Okay, the Shulchan Shlomo says the women will definitely mess up a day. Now, why will the women definitely mess up a day? So, the misogynistic people in the room say, oh, because women are dumber and they're not as smart as men, they're not as responsible. Okay, it could be because the woman is very busy with other things going on. She's taking care of the children, it's bedtime, she's taking care of things in the house, she's busy. It could be because she doesn't go to Maariv every night in Shul, so she doesn't remember. Let's see how well you remember if you don't daven in a minyan every night for Maariv. So there could be reasons about why a woman would forget, but says the Shulchan Shlomo, a woman will forget to count, and therefore she shouldn't count. Seemingly, the Shulchan Shlomo here is built upon a perspective like the Bahag. Now, we already said we're machmir for the Bahag. But if we wanted to analyze where the Shulchan Shlomo is coming from, seemingly this perspective is built upon a perspective like the Bahag. That you need each day. If you miss a day, so then your brachos in the past were all livatala. And therefore, you should tell the woman not to start. Because she's going to mess up. And she's going to ruin the whole thing. And it's going to end up being bracha levatalas. So don't even start. Seemingly, that's the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. She should count, but without a bracha. This works out nicely if you see in a slightly different context, but we get the same idea from the Chidah. The Chidah writes, Yizdareis v'yasa simanim shlo yishkach layla echad. Everybody should figure out, get yourself a program that like texts you, or like I know my father wears his watch backward, like upside down, until he counts and then he flips it over. Because that's what the Chidah here says. The Chidah says, do something to remind yourself to count. Why? Because if you don't do that, you're not going to be able to continue counting. Ulemafreya, all of your brachos were brachos levatala. That's what the Chidah says. And the Chidah, that's the Pshat in the Shulchan Shlomo and the Mishnah Berurah that tells women not to count. And it's all built upon this idea like the Bahag, that if you miss a day, that's it, you're out, and everything's a bracha levatala. However, it has been noted that if you look in the Mishnah Berurah's original source, this is very interesting right now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah's original source, that's not what the Shulchan Shlomo meant. When you look in the Shulchan Shlomo, he adds a few extra words. Venerally, that flips everything on its head. Sha'al kol panim lo yivarchu. Women should not make a bracha. T'habu vada yitu b'yom echad v'lo yodin hadin. They're going to make a mistake and they don't know the halacha. What does that mean? It's not that women are bad with time. It's not that they're dumb. It's not that they're busy with the kids. It's not that they don't go to shul. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. It's not that they're going to mess up, and now all the brachas are bracha levatala. It's that, what's the problem here? They might miss a day, just like you might miss a day. But if you miss a day, you went to yeshiva, and you know the halacha is that if you miss a day, you don't make any more brachas. But they don't know that. They didn't go to yeshiva. So they don't necessarily know the halacha that if they miss a day, they shouldn't keep counting with a bracha. They might paskin like those folks and not know that we're choshesh for the Bahag. It's not that they don't know anything. They know Shitas Tosfos. They don't know that we're machmir for the Bahag. And therefore, they're not going to know that if they miss a day, they shouldn't keep counting with a bracha. What comes out from the Shulchan Shlomo? If they do know the halacha, then there's nothing wrong with them making brachas. Oh, but they might miss a day. Okay, so what? So if they miss a day, they won't make any more brachas from then on. But what do you mean? Women miss days. Women miss days. Not necessarily. And even if they do, it's no big deal. It sounds like, according to the Shulchan Shlomo, even if women are more likely to miss a day, there's nothing wrong with them starting to count and making a bracha. The only problem is if they don't know the halacha that if they miss a day, or when they miss a day, they shouldn't keep counting with a bracha. If that's really the pshat in the Shulchan Shlomo, that's what it sounds like. So it's very different than the Bahag. It goes back to our earlier question. A man has a scheduled surgery. Should he start counting? So we said, according to Tosfos, yes, for sure. According to the Bahag, no. Not necessarily. According to the Shulchan Shlomo, there's nothing wrong with starting to count, even if you're going to miss a day. You just can't keep counting afterwards. Why? Why would there be a difference before as opposed to after? And the truth is, we see this other places in halacha. There is a Ritva in Chulin. The Ritva in Chulin discusses a case of a person who washes his hands to eat bread. What would you say the din is if you wash, you make a bracha al netilas yadayim, you take a tiny little bite of bread, tiny bite, less than a kazayas, less than a kibetza, and you decide, oh, I don't really want any more bread. I don't want bread. What would you say? You only make a bracha al netilas yadayim if you're going to eat a kibetza of bread. What happens if you decide after washing and making a bracha that you don't want bread? So the immediate frum approach is, too bad. You need to eat bread. You already made a bracha. If you don't eat bread, it's a bracha levatala. Says the Ritva, that's not the case. Since when you made the bracha, you planned on eating bread, you made the right bracha at the right time. That's not a bracha levatala. We look at the moment. In the moment when you washed hands, you wanted to eat bread, the din is you make a bracha. Oh, 3 minutes later I decided I don't want to eat bread? Okay, so you don't want to eat bread. You don't have to eat bread. Oh, but my bracha is a bracha levatala? Says the Ritva, nope, it's not a problem. It's not a bracha levatala. That was the right bracha at the time. If this svara of the Ritva is correct, that would explain the Shulchan Shlomo, and it would help us understand what the Bahag might paskin in the case of the guy with the surgery. It could be that the Bahag would agree, that means, that in the case of the gentleman with the surgery, can he start counting with a bracha? Yes, he can. Why? Because the thing to do when you're up to day one is to count with a bracha. Oh, but I'm going to miss day 15. Okay, we'll deal with that when you get to day 15. Right now, day one, have you missed the day? No, you count with a bracha. Is it going to be a bracha levatala l'mafreya? No, it's not going to be a bracha levatala l'mafreya. When you get to day 15, if you miss day 15, do you count on day 16? No, because you missed the day. But that doesn't mean I couldn't have started counting. So, l'sakim, and then I'll take questions. The person who's sick, who has the surgery scheduled, does he make a bracha? This is what Pesach asked me. What's the halacha in that case? So, according to Tosfos, for sure you make the bracha. According to the Bahag, we thought not. We're bringing up the possibility that maybe you should. And this, as we said, was based also on the Shulchan Shlomo, that a woman, even if a woman has a tendency, maybe because she doesn't go to Minyan, she has a tendency to miss a day, she could still start with a bracha. And if she ends up missing a day, so she just won't continue with the bracha. And all of this is obviously contingent upon the fact that she knows that halacha, and that she knows that if she misses a day, she shouldn't continue counting. Okay, we have some questions. Yeah, Danny.
Why is the Shulchan Shlomo coordinating the fact that counting events is
pater? It is, for sure it is, and therefore she's pater. Question is, she wants to. So he says, even though she wants to, she shouldn't do it with a bracha. Oh, so that's a good question. In certain situations, we say that if a woman's pater, she doesn't do it. Let's say like tefillin. So we tell a woman not to put on tefillin. But there are other mitzvahs, like for instance, shofar. Woman technically is pater from shofar. But many women go out of their way to try to come to shul. Why? They're pater. They don't need to. It's true, you don't need to, but it's a mitzvah. You try to do it if you can. Yeah, why not? Though she gets schar, she doesn't get the same schar as a man because we have a principle of gadol ha mitzu of yosa, meaning she ain't a mitzu of yosa, but she still certainly gets schar and certainly a mitzvah. There's a famous machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and others, whether she makes a bracha or not. Ashkenazim paskin that she does make a bracha. So, okay. Yes, Jeremy. It's a good question. I think so, but I have to check. I'm not sure. Yeah.
If I miss today and tomorrow, I cannot continue without a bracha, but according to the Bahag, did my past 15, 16 brachas that levatala?
So that's the question we're raising. Certainly, if you would continue to make brachas, those would be brachas levatala. The question is, how do we look about the ones that you made?
Yeah.
Because do we say, like the Chidah, for instance, said, Limafreya, they're bracha levatalas. But is that really what the Bahag would hold? Maybe the Bahag would hold, like this Ritva, along the lines of this Ritva, that since at that time that was the right thing to do, it's not a bracha l'mafreya. Even the mafreya, it's not a bracha l'batola. Okay.